Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the King. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing, and I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey friends, welcome back to the Busy Vibrant Mom. I'm so glad you're here joining me. I can't wait to hang out with you. And so I just thank you that you're listening today and we get to spend some time together. We are going to be talking about how to survive Maycember. It is May, my friends. So this is the busiest season aside from like Christmas. So today we'll be talking about six tricks to make your life easier during this season and how to help you survive. So let's jump in. As I said, welcome. It is Maycember. It is that crazy time of year when everything happens, except for December. As I said, schools have their honors awards. They're kind of wrapping up the end of the year. So all the things come down the pile, you know, all down the runway. We have, you know, end of year sports awards, teacher appreciation weeks, books that are due to the library, concerts, programs, productions, all the things. It's just like everything that you were in, that your kids were involved in, is kind of coming to an end season-wise, and then also coming to a school year end season-wise. So there's always not only the events in your school or that you're part of that are ending this season, but also all of the stuff that's ending this school season. And so you have like double the amount of stuff that you're going to. Graduation. We have graduation for our eighth grader at school, but then we also have graduation at church for kids who are moving up or changing, you know, different grades. So there's just a lot of stuff. It's just like Christmas, but there's no presents and no like big finale at the end, except then you're like in summer, right? So it's that runway all the way to summer and you're just like, I feel like you're just running, you know, like something's chasing after you. Almost like, you know, I heard one other podcaster who's amazing. She's Cynthia Yanoff on Mesmerized. And she was saying, it's like, you know, in Indiana Jones where he's running and the classic scene where the giant boulder is like coming for him at the beginning and he's running, trying to get away with the idol and the boulder's coming. It kind of feels like that. Like you're just running to the end of the season and end of summer and you have all these things kind of chasing you. So how do we get through that without trying to pull out all of our hair? So today we're going to talk about six tricks to make your life easier during this chaotic time. So these are things that I do. These are things that I have found that work. And so I would love to share them with you. Hopefully you'll be able to just take one or two. If you take all six, great. But take what works for you and use that. And hopefully that will help you get through this busy season. So grab a notebook if it's handy, or just listen in if your hands are busy, if you're driving, doing all those things, right? All right, we are going to jump right in without any hesitation. As we talked about, this is such a busy season. Huh? And so we'll talk about six tricks to kind of make your life a little bit easier in this season. So how do we survive Maycember when we have all the things? Number one, you want to say no to what you can. This means saying no to certain events that you don't think you need to be at. For example, I feel really bad, but we have this sports awards thing for our youngest. He was kind of in sports. Sports at his school starts in fifth grade. So fifth grade, you can be part of the middle school sports. And then they have middle school teams. And the middle school teams are sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. And so he is in fourth grade this year. And so because they didn't have enough kids to field the team, they invited the fourth graders to come and play. So, okay, cool. But really all he did with his buddies, they were all so cute. They would go to practice and they were super committed, but he only played flag football with the kids. And even with playing flag football, he and the other fourth graders, there's only four of them. They're four boys. They're very cute. They sat on the sideline 99.9% of the time and like picked grass and waited to be put in the game. And so we as parents went to all the games. We shuttled the kids to the games. We sat at the games and watched our kids on the sideline for the whole time. So every once in a while, they'd put in a fourth grader for like one play and then they'd take him out. So I was like, well, I don't know. I feel bad not going to the sports event. But as you can see, we really don't feel like we were much involved with the sports. So those kind of things, you can say no to what you can. That's an option where my husband was like, we don't need to go to this. We weren't really involved. We aren't going to get a medal or an award. We only did one sport. We don't need to go to this. Whereas I feel guilty, like we should go. And so do what you can to say no to the things that you can. I know I talked about this in another episode, but say no to what you can and take it off the table so that you have less. All right. Number two is to get ahead of the train. So the train that's coming along down the track that's coming towards you or behind you, this is what you kind of want to get ahead of. If you know of any events that you can get ahead of, do it. It will make your Maycember so much easier. So this involves like teachers' end of the year gifts. If you know you're going to get a gift for your teacher at the end of the year, plan what you're going to get, order it on Amazon, do the things already. Do whatever you can to plan ahead of the game so that it doesn't get to the last week of May and you have to get teacher appreciation gifts and end of the school year gifts and you're trying to do all the other things and show up at all the other places. That you also have this massive to-do list. So knock off anything you can early that you know about. Teachers' gifts are a great one because we all want to show appreciation to our teachers, right? And say, thank you so much for all the hard work you did in teaching our kids all year. But at the same time, sometimes it's hard to think about what kind of gift to give people or what they might want, et cetera, et cetera. So get a teacher a gift early. Another amazing note with this, I love listening also to Kendra Adachi on The Lazy Genius, and she talks about how to lazy genius things. And sometimes the idea is to plan out, you know, you get the same thing. So for example, I know I've talked about this. I get the same birthday gifts for whenever we go to a birthday party. It's an Amazon gift card and a regular just birthday card. So in doing so, you could have a specific gift that you always give teachers at the end of the year, whether it be my kiddos who are in high school. I mean, not high school yet. One is almost in high school. They're in middle school, but they have a variety of teachers. So they have like, you know, a teacher for every subject. So each one of them has like 6 to 8 teachers, including PE and all the things, right? So you could get each of them like a gift card to Starbucks and say, hey, thank you so much with a little note. Or you could plan, okay, my other kiddo who's in elementary school, they have the same teacher the whole year. And so you could get an end of the year teacher gift that's like a gift card to
a fun place to go, or maybe a gift card to Trader Joe's or somewhere to buy food, or Amazon, right? Or you could get a cute plant or a book. But the idea is that you could choose one thing that you typically give as an end of the year gift. Maybe it's a special book that you like a decorating book or something just amazing that they would love. So find your go-to gift and then just plan to get that for the teachers all the time. Then you don't have to think about it. You don't have to revisit that idea of what are you going to get this teacher each year. Maybe it's just your thing and you just give a book or a plant or, you know, something that you think that teacher would appreciate. But the idea is that you decide once what kind of gift you're going to get, and then you don't have to keep thinking about it, revisiting it. All right. So number one was say no to things that you can. Number two is get ahead of the train. Try to do anything you can that you know is coming down the pipeway so that you can get that done early on and it doesn't stress you out later. Don't wait to the end. Number three, realize that it will just be a busy season and plan for it to be busy. So logistically know that there are going to be parties and graduations and school finals and blah, blah, blah. So just know that there's going to be some times when you're super busy. For example, the finals week when our two kiddos who are in middle school will be crazy. We have finals that week. The times of school are changed. I think they start at 10 and they get out at like 12 or 2. And then some days they get out at 12. And they also have class parties. And they also have all the end of the year stuff. And they also have now graduation and, you know, all the things. And we have family coming in, so we're gonna have to pick them up from the airport. So all kinds of logistical things are going to be happening that week, specifically those last 2 days of finals. And so we just know, thinking about it with my husband, we were talking through logistics of who can pick up who. And by the way, the youngest kid still has school and he still needs to be picked up at the normal time of 3:00. So it's kind of the idea of, okay, we just know this week's going to be a little crazy. Let's plan for it. Let's plan to not try to get as much done that week, just to know that logistically we may be, you know, driving around and around and around. And I might be driving all afternoon, several trips back and forth to school or other places or to pick up children. So just the idea of, okay, it's going to be a busy season this specific time or the specific weekend. Maybe you have a weekend where you have, you know, 15 different events and a birthday party to go to. So you just logistically plan, okay, if we're going to do all these things, for us, those things are required, then we're just going to be busy those days. We need to plan for it. Plan that you're going to have some downtime maybe at the end of that busy day. You know, you're just going to chill at home in the evening or whatever it might be. So plan whatever you can. Just know that it is a busy season. Along with that, number four is meal prep. Have quick meals ready to go. Because more often than not, you're going to need to have a quick meal to get to an event. Even today, we knew today, it's a Friday, usually we would just relax and have like a movie night and everybody would be tired from the week, blah, blah, blah. But we have a concert to go to of our youngest little one. So we know we need a quick meal for tonight. So we planned that ahead of time. My husband is amazing and he made hamburgers earlier this week. And then we saved them for tonight knowing, okay, this is the night. We're not going to really have much time to cook anything. We're going to need to eat things quickly and head off to the concert. So just kind of know, okay, we're going to have several nights, maybe all 5 nights in a week, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 nights where we're just going to need a super fast meal because we're racing out to something else. So just have those on hand, whether you can make them over the weekend or whether you keep some stuff in your chest freezer or whether you pick up something on your way home after you've picked up a kid from school. Just kind of have an idea of being really mindful of meal prepping and having some easy stuff on hand that'll make your life a little bit easier because we all do still need to eat dinner. We just might not have enough time. And And also there might be days where you're eating in shifts. Like some people eat something and then they're going off to something and then other people are coming back and they're going to eat something and go, you know, it's just, it all kind of is crazy, right? That's just the name of the game. So know that some days you're going to just need some easier meals that you have on hand. So keep some stuff in the freezer. Keep some stuff that's easy, ready to go. Number five. This is a big one because I think a lot of people forget this one and then they suffer for it later. So number five is prioritize health. This means really try to get 8 hours of sleep or as much sleep as you can. Try to eat healthy as much as you can. Try to stay hydrated. You want to really keep your immunity up. Maybe be taking vitamin C. Make sure that you're up with all your vitamins and all other kinds of things. And this seems like a really small thing. Like, okay, we know to be healthy and stay hydrated and blah, blah, blah. But this is the season when everybody gets sick. It's always an inopportune time when people get sick and then you miss stuff and then it's a problem and your bodies are already busy and your kids might be taking finals and they're all stressed out. So this is just a season where it's really important to prioritize health and really think about, okay, let's get some extra immunity, you know, eat some extra oranges, whatever it might be. So make sure that you're prioritizing health because this comes back to bite you. And once one child is down, the rest are all going down. One kid gets sick and then all the others. Just this last weekend, my husband and my youngest came home from Gold Rush camp. They went up to Sonora and that kind of area and went to Gold Rush and they had a great time. They were only up there for like 3 days, but they came back and my husband just completely, his body was not okay with whatever pine trees are up there or anything. His allergies went crazy. His face was all puffy, bright red. His eyes were just watering and puffy. And he just, poor guy, he just looked like he was super sick, but it was just allergies. So it's just that kind of thing. It's then after they came back, it kind of, you know, it makes it harder to sleep. You're blowing your nose and then somebody else just gets something. But you know that once one person gets sick, it just goes downhill and everybody ends up getting it, especially if you're running at breakneck speed, like in December, where you're trying to do all the stuff. So prioritize your health, make sure you're all good, and hopefully you will get through everything you need to and enjoy it. So we have talked about five of these. Number one was say no to what you can. Number two is get ahead of the train. Do the things you can practically that you know about so that you don't have to wait till the end. Realize that it is just going to be a busy season and to plan for it. And with that, plan quick, easy meals, meal prep, and prioritize health. Number five. Number six, let it go. Just sing the song that with Elsa, right? Just let things go. Maybe you need to keep up on the dishes or some of the laundry to make sure you have what you need to get to places, right? Like your sports uniforms are clean so that you can make it to the sports award thing or turn them in. So do what you need to. Errands, you know, groceries, all the things. But really try to put off what you can to a less busier season. Whatever you can, try to push it out to a season that after school or a season that is not as super, super busy. Now is definitely not the time to declutter your pantry or declutter your master bedroom closet or go through all the things or all your kids' toys. The best time is in the summer or maybe early spring before it hits May. But once you hit May, you just jump into that season of busyness and craziness. And so it just becomes more. So make sure that you are taking the time to do what you need to, the essential things to keep your life going, to keep things clean, to keep yourself kind of organized so you feel on top of life and not overwhelmed. But at the same time, don't do things that you can put off to another season. So those are our six. I really hope that these would help you kind of prioritize and survive May-cember by just saying no to what you can, realizing that it's going to be busy, and then planning for it, as we said, in different ways, and then also letting go of the things that you can. I think this is so important. I find so many people, a lot of my clients are super busy and don't know kind of where to start and where to stop. They're just, you know, in it and they can't stop. And they're like, we're on this track. This is what we're doing. So working with people and just taking a look at their schedule and that kind of thing, we often find that there's ways that you can minimize your time and minimize what you're doing and make things work the best for you. So hopefully with these six tricks, you can make your schedule kind of work for you in May, even though it is a super busy season. Now, if you need some help combining things or using more time management tricks and kind of skills to clean up your schedule so that you can do the things you love, I would love to help you. So you are always welcome to contact me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle, B-Y-R-D-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com. And we can sit down, take a look at your schedule and see what we can fix so that you can fit in all the things that light you up and bring you joy. Or in this case of May, you can fit in all the things, right? So if you need some help with that, I'm happy to stand by your side and hold your hand. All right. I hope this episode has just helped you get some practical tricks to survive this season. It can be crazy, but there's so many wonderful things that are going on. It's, you know, for our eighth grader, it's the last time she'll be doing this, or it's the last time she'll be doing this as an eighth grader. And so it's kind of special and important. And if you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, it makes it so much harder to really enjoy the things that are coming down the pipeway, to really be present at a concert or a sports event or a awards night and really enjoy your kid and celebrate what they've done. So just take that with a grain of salt, that slow down a little if you can, plan what you can, but take these tricks and kind of use them so that you can really enjoy this season and not just survive, but that you can thrive and enjoy it. And don't you worry, this season will be gone before you know it, and then it will be summer and everybody will be home and complaining that they're bored and eating all the snacks nonstop. Just kidding. Not kidding, really. But don't worry, I have an upcoming episode that will talk about the summer and kind of how to survive the summer and tricks for that too. So don't be worried. Get through May, take a deep breath, and then we'll kind of regroup and go from there. All right, my friends, thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. Until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.